I think if you look at college football in today's landscape, it's about how many players you got that are fast, they're physical, and if you got more than the opposing team, your chances of winning are exponential. I think in the SEC, the way in which the football recruiting, the way in which it's like its own religion, I think that clearly LSU and way Ed Orgeron and having Burrow, plus just with the weapons he had around him, I take my hat off to Clemson for being a consistent ball club and being in the conversation year in and year out, was competing for their third one in 4 years. But, hey, LSU had more dogs in a fight than they did, and it showed in the end.
As a former NFL player and, you know, a high-level college player, do you think you have a better eye? You certainly have a better eye than I do when it comes to quarterbacks. Like, can you watch a Joe Burrow and you're like, you know what, that guy's got it. He's going to work in the NFL.
No, you can't, and because here's why. Now, he can probably read defenses. He can probably have a strong understanding on, you know, his mechanics and how it'll translate over. But what you can't anticipate is the speed of the game, and then who's your talent as far as around you, and then who's the coaching that you're going to be with in regards to preparing and game planning and, you know, that whole flow of chemistry. Because time and time again, we've seen it where you talk about, oh, yeah, this guy's the next greatest. Oh, yeah, this guy's the next greatest. And, you know, whether it be Jameis Winston or Marcus Mariota, both guys are, you know, in the conversation. It's like, oh, these are some young guys that are going to be up and coming. But then when you look at it, it's, well, okay. There are guys that now one is benched. Ryan Tannehill was supposed to be the Dolphins franchise quarterback, but now he's, you know, playing an AFC championship game and back-to-back games. He hasn't thrown for over 100 yards. Time and time again, we've seen just quarterbacks come into the league with a high resume and oh, my God, they're going to work out. But time and time again, you've seen it fail. So, you know, I throw caution to the wind. Does he have the intangibles? Sure. But can it, you know, translate over into the pro game remains to be seen.
Well, the other important thing is where you land, too, and who's around you and the coaches. Does he have a shot with the Bengals? Do the Bengals have a shot to get better? It's interesting. Ravens crushed him in the one game. It was a little closer in the other. The Bengals actually, I think, led the league. It was eight total games where they lost by inside of, you know, 7 points or less. Like, are the Bengals closer than we think?
So I think, again, part of what we've seen as far as the Bengals, even, you know, going from Andy Dalton, I forget the young man's name who they replaced him with, but he was terrible.
Ryan Finley.
Was one of those, take it.
I said Ryan Finley, he was terrible.
Yeah, he was terrible. It literally was, you know, sitting there and it's like, as a Raven analyst, I was happy to, you know, say, all right, cool, this is going to be an easy game for the Ravens defense. And sure enough, you know, Marcus Peters probably had one of the easiest pick sixes in his life, you know, quick out pattern that was telegraphed by the quarterback, I'm going to throw it to you. And basically, you know, off you go. So, yeah, I think Marvin Lewis's era of, you know, consistent football but failing to win in the playoffs kind of did them in. I think the new coaching staff is a young one. It'll be remaining to be seen how well they can compete. But, you know, I don't know. I think clearly Joe Burrow is going to go, unless something changes between now and then. I'm throwing caution to the wind, if you will, when it comes to whether or not he's going to be in a position to really make some noise.